This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Many students and teachers across Illinois are settling into their new routines as the school year gets underway. But some classrooms remain in flux due to a shortage of teachers. There are nearly 50 job postings online right now for teaching positions in McDonough, Hancock, Fulton, and Schuyler counties. John Meixner is the regional superintendent of schools serving that four-county region. He says the teacher shortage is a national problem. He says it was compounded a few years ago when Illinois switched from a certification process to a teacher licensing format.
There's been some good investment on the front end of this industry. In other words, they have raised the standards, you know, and the trainings. And the people that we get, teachers, are fabulously trained right now. They really are. I mean, the higher institutions are putting out some great candidates for teachers. It's just the back end. When these college students, they graduate, they become a teacher, and then they're up to their eyeballs in debt, and they're teaching at a rural location out here making less than $30,000 a year. This is not appealing. And you wonder if you're going to have health insurance benefits, and you wonder if the pension retirement plan that you had is as secure, and then you question if that position that you're getting hired at is going to be there in another year or two because of the defunding of education we had. So there's no investment in the back end is what I've been telling people, and I think they all agree. No one argues that. It's just that we're in a state of Illinois that just doesn't have that much money, and so that's compounds the problem.
And you mentioned, you know, that this isn't just a regional shortage, it's a state and national shortage as well. But does it affect regional schools in a different way, or is it even worse here potentially?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the rural area is certainly more. First of all, the rural areas are kind of the canary in the cave here, we've been saying. Because if you go to an urban area, say the Collier counties in Chicago, the resources there are much greater. They can offer much greater salaries, benefits. What my colleagues are telling me up in, the Collier counties, instead of 200 applicants for a position, they may only have 50. Whereas down here, instead of 10, we're having zero. You know, and there's a big difference there of not having any applicants and just a lower pool. But yeah, the rural area, we're noticing that it's a greater shortage. It's hitting us sooner and much more harder than it is in the suburban areas.
And you have job listings on your website right now for the fall semester or for the school year in McDonough, Fulton, Hancock, and Schuyler counties that you cover. Mm-hmm. It looked like there were a lot of special education positions, but besides that, is there much rhyme or reason as to what areas are in need of teachers?
Some of the other areas would be like science, foreign language. We're having a lot of hard time finding foreign language. Math. A couple schools had a real difficult time finding driver's ed. Our school districts are required to offer driver's ed, and there's always been that kind of driver's ed shortage, but now it's becoming very serious because the district has to offer it, and there literally is no one to apply. And those are harder to find because there's more training involved with driver's ed. The special ed is one of the premier position that is needed among all the districts. There's vacancies all over the four-county region in special ed. WU has helped a lot in the fact that they are marketing and offering online courses to hopefully get current teachers endorsed in those special ed areas. Like, I think there's only like two or three classes that they need to take, and WU offers those all online. So that helps greatly.
Going into the school year, for those schools that do have openings, what do they do? How do they handle not having a teacher for that class?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question. Every district is finding their own ways of doing it. Now, what some have done is they've gone to the online mode. Our office offers a online option for schools. Predominantly years ago, it was meant for the credit recovery type, a kid who needed a couple extra credits in order to graduate or in order to promote to the next level. We offered that for those districts, but it has now become an offering for, like, they can't find a Spanish teacher, so they're having to have all their kids that are signed up for Spanish take the online portion class. We had a couple schools last year that had their science class offered online through our office.
Is that as desirable as the real classroom experience?
No. You always want a teacher in front of the class first. That's any superintendent administrator will tell you that. They'd rather have a teacher first. But districts have to offer these classes. They have to offer basic science, math, English, you know, and if they can't find the teachers, that's the best option they're having. I mean, some are having to fill subs right now, a substitute, until they can get someone filled in there. Now, I don't know how long that'll be. I mean, there are some provisions in the school code that allows a school district to have subs, but it's only for temporary status. until they can get a position filled. So
relying on substitutes, though, can also be difficult in that there's also a shortage there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. Our Regional Superintendent Association put out a study last year that showed the severe shortage we have in substitutes. And we have been trying to market that out. We have been getting a little bit more people sign up to be substitutes. You have to have a minimum of a bachelor's degree to become a substitute. So then there's all the fees and background checks and, you know, forms you have to sign and fill out. And sometimes it can become a little tedious for some, but it can be pretty lucrative. What we've noticed, the school districts have raised their daily rates of what they pay for substitutes. So that has helped a lot. I know some of our local school districts can pay $100 around just near or close, or maybe a little bit over, more than $100 a day to become a substitute. I mean, years ago, you're lucky to get a district that paid $50 a day. So they've over doubled that right now.
That is John Meixner. He is the regional superintendent of schools for McDonough, Hancock, Fulton, and Schuyler counties. Meixner says many public school districts in the region are stepping up recruitment efforts. He says last spring there was a teaching job fair held at Western Illinois University for the first time. He says school administrators tried to recruit college students to complete their student teaching at their districts in hopes they will come back to work full-time once they graduate. He says some districts are even going so far as to offer signing bonuses for new teachers. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.